Hello and welcome to the Screen Time Podcast for January 2026. I'm
Happy
joined
New
by
Year.
Simon Crust, jumping
Happy
the
New Year.
gun.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Keen to get going.
And Mark Costello.
New Year, everyone.
Over the year,
Seaside,
thank
that's how
you.
you do it. Yeah,
That's how
that's
you
how you
do
do
it.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you have to
all smiley and happy and all that.
honestly.
Yeah.
How
Pregnant
many of these have you done?
pause.
How many of these have you done, Crust? Come on.
Ah, too many to count.
Over the year, thank you for joining us to all the new patrons we've got, including Tim 2049, Ewan Clark, and a special thanks to our top patron supporter. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but V-Dub, he's cracked the number one spot. So, before we dig deep into what's coming out this year, let's look at how we fared at predicting 2025.
Do
Our
we really?
January, yeah,
Can do we
January
really?
2025 top 20 most anticipated movies of the year, which has been updated since with our scores and reviews. Let's see how badly we did or how well we did. So, number 20 spot, Jurassic World Rebirth. The prediction average was 5.5, and the result from me was 7 out of 10. And
Just wrong, Kaz. You were just
I
wrong. I
never
think.
even saw it, so well, there you go. And Mark disagrees, but he's got no voice in it because you didn't review it. You didn't review it, Mark. Sorry, you got
Honestly,
nothing. So
yeah,
I
but
win.
I can still criticize you from afar, Kaz, or even
Yeah,
just
you
from back
can.
here.
And you do.
Well, yes.
Superman, our average prediction was 6.5,
That's about right.
which is probably about right. Landed a seven from me at the cinema. We don't have point fives. Green and Migration, I guess we'll see how that goes. We predicted 6+. I would be surprised if it even gets that, but we'll be checking that out later this month. That was delayed. Accountant 2, 7-. I don't know what a 7- is. But 7B. The result was a seven. That's probably more like a 6.5 as well. Just saying. In the Gray, no idea what happened to that. Black Bag. Now that was a pleasant surprise. We all went
Yes.
low, but it was easily an eight. It was very enjoyable.
I'd agree entirely on that one. So much better than,
Yeah, m better
well,
than we expected. Yeah.
it was just real good fun.
Yeah.
Smooth, suave, cool. It was literally oceans. It was the oceans. Soderbergh doing proper British spy crap, and it was
Spies.
glorious. It
Yeah,
was
it was really good.
glorious.
Now you two have to arm wrestle over Nosferatu. We predicted a
Yep.
seven, which is kind of where we landed
Yeah.
because you gave it a six and Simon
Yeah.
gave it an eight.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen it, so I can't weigh in.
Have you seen the original Nosferatu?
I have not seen the original Nosferatu either. I haven't seen either. I haven't seen, so I have no point of reference. And I feel like maybe I should see the new one to see if that gives me a different angle on the story.
Well,
But
if you've seen the
honestly,
new
I'm.
one, if you've seen the new one, you've seen the original one, and that's the
Yeah.
problem.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But
Yeah,
I'm
slightly
Dracula'd
different
out after
slant.
Besson.
Slightly different slant from Eggers the way he done it, but it was okay.
Frankenstein at number 13. You predicted an eight and you gave it an eight.
What can I say?
I know, a
just
spot
just
on.
just just a boom, mic drop. There we go. Whatever. Super. Yeah. Has anyone else seen this?
No, but I want to after your review. Before the review, I was like, but after the review, yeah.
Very. I mean, my only problem with it is it's just if you close your eyes now and imagine what a Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein would be, it's that. It's literally that. It's almost too obvious, but it is so handsome. It's so well put together. Oscar Isaac is brilliant in it. It's well worth watching. It's just a bit obvious. I'm more interested in Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride, if I'm honest. Now that's how you do a Frankenstein film, I think.
What, utterly mad and
Yes. Do it
you know.
differently. We've had 17,000 gothic Frankenstein adaptations. Let's have a balmy one. Womp Army.
I think I was the only one who liked Ballerina. We predicted a 7. I gave it a 7. You slaughtered it, Mark.
Right. Five out of 10 is average. Can we just be clear on this? Five out of
Okay,
10 is
you
it's
slaughtered it.
fine.
You
It's
slaughtered it with
fine.
a subnormal score. Fantastic Four. We predicted a 7. I mean, all of us were thinking meh, but I think we had a pretty good blast. I might have been a bit excessive with a 9 at the cinema, but I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's
I
okay.
agree.
It
I'm with
was, yeah.
Simon. I'm with Simon on that one. I gave that an 8. So yeah, that's good.
F1. I absolutely loved that. I had a double blast. I know F Formula One is not your thing anyway. Not that that makes any difference because it isn't mine. But I had a lot of time for, yeah, Top Gear
And
Maverick.
as much as
Yeah,
it
Top Gear
pains
Maverick is
me
great.
to agree with Harlow, I kind of agree with Harlow. I mean, not to the point where it's a 9, but I had a thunderously good time with
It's a
F1.
yeah, it's a good time film. Yeah.
And I think it was probably because it kind of looked at the rules of F1 and went, "Nah,
I
I'm
went,
not having any of
nah,
that.
don't need
I'm not having
that.
any of that.
Don't
Let's
need that.
imagine each race as if it was a gladiatorial combat,
Yep.
you know."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They needed the little spikes on the tires or something.
Oh,
Yeah.
even better. Do you know what? If they could have added a bit of wacky races to it, even better.
Yes. 28 years later. We all went quite low with this, and you really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it too. I
Well,
think that
it just
wasn't what
came
I
as
was expecting. Yeah.
well, and I think that's the thing, isn't it? It wasn't anything that any of us were expecting, and that's part of the joy of it. And again, we'll see. Maybe in 2026, we'll see what our thoughts were about 28 years later, the Bone Temple.
Yeah, maybe. No, I didn't
Oh.
include it. Sorry, you've
No, I know
already
you didn't,
reviewed
you
it. Yeah.
swine, honestly.
Havoc, I was wildly generous giving this a 7. Wildly generous.
I haven't
I
even seen it.
can't.
No, I've
Yeah, I
not seen
mean,
it yet.
look, it was so anticipated that a 7 from me was disappointing. You know, it was years in the making. This is the guy who gave us the raid. You know, yeah. Anyway, it was watchable, but yeah, it was a disappointing 7. It was one of your fives, Mark.
And if I'd seen it, I would thoroughly agree with myself, no doubt.
one battle after another. You predicted a 6 on this and slapped an 8 on it. I
Well,
loved
you know
it.
me. You know me. Paul Thomas Anderson is not even my favorite Paul Anderson. So I was not expecting an awful lot from this. You know, maybe a few undead thrown in there, or vehicular combat with Jason Statham, and it would have been better. But yeah, look, I mean, this is going to sweep all the awards. It's getting all of the top spots in all the best of the year. It ain't best of the year, but it was
Yeah, I
very
agree with
for a
that.
num for a number of reasons. And I think precisely because it's and what I find really funny about it is people now are still saying it's hugely political, but coming in at the on the wrong side of it's king aside. And it's like, did you watch the same film? This film is skewering every side of politics. Politics is getting a Roger in here, not one side or the other. So yeah, I thought it was really good, but it's not the be all and end all of last year. We'll come on to that.
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast with it. It's completely different, but I would say my reaction to it was a little bit like Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I had a blast with it, but it doesn't need 150 awards. I really enjoyed it in unexpected ways, apart from Del Toro, who was absolutely expected to be amazing. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it was very unpredictable. Yeah, I had a really good time with it. I think I'd hard pushed to give it less than an 8. I mean, I get to get the choice of maybe picking this up on disc. I think I'd do the same. But equally, I don't think I'd slap a 9 on it or give it any awards. No, but
Saving them
you
all for
know,
the next film, aren't you, Kaz?
Tron Air. Well, you know what? I really enjoyed Tron Ares. I really did. And it's interesting because I watched it at home and it wasn't the same experience. It didn't It didn't absorb me in the same way. It doesn't help that the soundtrack is just not anywhere near on par. It didn't draw me in, and it felt at times, dare I say it, almost slightly TV movie-y in moments. I don't mean the visuals weren't spectacular, but when I went to the cinema and saw it, I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was, which is why we landed where we did. But I wonder whether that makes a difference to your viewing of movies. I mean, as a general commentary, because I see most of mine at home and you see most of yours at the cinema. I mean, I wonder whether that sometimes makes a difference, these things.
Course it does, especially for a film like
Of
Tron
course.
Ares, which was all about the
It's all about
audiovisual
the spectacle, isn't it?
experience. Of
Yeah.
course it was. What was interesting about it, so I watched it two and a bit times. So I watched it on Disney Plus, I watched it on the disc, and then I went back and just spot checked the various scenes. And the second time, first time it was a bit meh, the second time was slightly better. But it's when you pick the scenes, the big set piece, the set pieces are brilliant, they're spectacular, they're everything that you'd want. And that kind of sums it up. It is a series of very well put together, spectacular set pieces with nothing holding it together.
I think I liked the character of Ares, and I think I was genuinely surprised to have time for Leto, because I don't generally. So I was
Well,
I really I liked his arc. I liked the sympathetic AI warrior guy who's been killed Edge of Tomorrow style a million times. I thought that was quite well established and suited
he's
his
been
monotone.
totally, but he's been the lightning rod for all the hate on this. I was listening to Kermode, had this as his worst film of the year. And it's just like, what? And all he was going on about was, oh, Jared Leto, Jared Leto. And it's just like, have you even seen it? You just don't like it, and therefore it's tarring
Yeah.
everything. He was perfectly fine in this. He was absolutely fine in this. And as everyone who says this is the worst film of the year, you're miles off. It's not a great film. It's not the best Tron film. But to say something with as much going for it in the complete spectacular audiovisual stuff is the worst film of the year, you're deluded. Kermode, you're deluded. I know he listens. It's fine.
Yeah. Get him
He'll
on the
be on the
phone,
phone
tell
to me
him.
later,
Come
right?
on. Yeah. I think I was the only one who liked Highest to Lowest.
I didn't see it. Didn't see it.
No, it's fine. It's another over-egged eight, but I really enjoyed it. I
Yeah.
did really enjoy it. And I also really enjoyed The Running Man. Now, we gave that a -8 prediction. You were spot on with your, yeah, whatever. Exactly. I don't know what 8- means. I don't know how I come up with these numbers. Anyway, you predicted a 7 and gave it a 7. I think that's absolutely spot on for it. It is the Glenn Powell show.
I was impressed with Powell in this because he started off angry young man and just got angrier and angrier. It wasn't the
He
kind
did.
of, shit-eating grin, star-making turn that Twisters was. This was, I'm a ticking time bomb that's going to explode. And then he just exploded all the way through the film. I thought that was a really nice little arc to sort of put him through.
He was very angry. He's
Yeah, which
very,
is
very
fine.
angry.
I like
Yeah.
that. I liked it.
Yes.
And this is another one that I think people look at the box office, and the box office on this is surprising that it did so badly. But people look at the box office and go, oh, well, I knew it was going to be a pile of toss. No, it's not a pile of toss. It's a solid film. The problem is people go into it with expectations, either because they love the original and it's not the original, or because they almost want it to fail because it's a remake, it's Glenn Powell, it's the
I
latest
think it
big
was
thing.
very,
And
very different from the original. I love the open plan sandbox they worked in. I do think that they had a problem with the time, the time they were working with. It was over such a long period of time that that was hard to express in a 100-minute movie. And at times you just jumped from one day to the next. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it and didn't feel it harmed Arnie's original. I do wonder, though, for all of Powell's being in everything, the more I see him and the more I enjoy him, the more I don't see him as a replacement for the Cruises and the Schwarzeneggers of old. Unfortunately, I enjoy his work, but at a mid level,
Well, the
you
thing is,
know.
though, he's not been in any of those films. The films he's in are not Tom Cruise film, are not an Arnie film. They're just not. So it's unfair.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't think of him in. You couldn't think of his character in Arnie's The Running Man. Just, it's doesn't work. So I think they're purposefully setting up to avoid those direct comparisons. But who knows? All you can take is in this film, he was very well. I thought he did very well in it. And again, I think one of the things people took about, well, it's Edgar Wright. Oh well, this isn't Scott Pilgrim. This isn't Shaun of the Dead. Oh my God. Oh, what's happened? I want to see the real Edgar Wright. Well, if you've seen any of the marketing, it was the real Edgar. The Edgar Wright who made this loves classic 80s and 90s action films, and that's what he made. Nothing more, nothing less. I thought this was, I can't wait to pick this up on disc and see it again, actually.
Predator Badlands. You underestimated it slightly, I think.
Yeah, I did.
But also, you probably didn't expect two great Predator movies in 1 year.
No,
It was.
exactly. And again, another one which seems to have had brickbats leveled at it. I mean, you only have to see the Critical Drinker video on
I
YouTube
do not
about
watch
this.
Critical Fricking Drinker.
Oh,
I'm
man.
okay without that in my life.
It's so obvious that the minute it comes up, well, it's a PG-13 or it's a 12 Predator. Oh my God. He's the hero. He's not a lean, mean killing machine. Oh my God. Stop raping my childhood. Oh my God. It's all that kind of crap. And it's like, no. Film that Dan Trachtenberg's set to make out here. Literally, and I say, I got massive Enemy Mine vibes through this with these two. And I love Enemy Mine is my jam. I love it. And in this, I tell you who surprised me more in this. But Elle Fanning in this was brilliant. Of
She's great.
course. He's an absolute gobshite in this. Of course he is. That's the point. That's the character. And I just had an absolute blast with this. Yes, there's a cute little critter in it, which I could have maybe done without. But to be fair, there's an arc there. And it kind of pays off nicely at the end. So I loved Badlands. Not quite as much as I loved Killer of Killers, but good year for Predator. Good year.
Is the arc that the critter turns out to be Danny Glover?
Yes,
Okay, I thought
absolutely.
so.
It's baby Danny Glover.
Mickey 17. Still have not got to this, but you predicted a 9 and you gave it a 9. I mean, I feel like
I
you're
think
going back in here and redoing your
I
scores,
feel
but
I'm the
yeah, I
only
think you
person
have.
in the world who liked this. This did not do well critically or commercially, but I just thought it was deliciously weird. Pattinson was great, all 17 of him. And yeah, of course Ruffalo was as broad as anything, and of course he was taking pot shots at various political leaders. But I just thought this was a fairly clever, light, frothy, witty, intelligent piece of sci-fi. I had a blast with it. Although what I will say is, enough, I've had the digital version at home since not long after I saw it at the cinema. I've never been tempted to go back to revisit it. Maybe that's telling. But I thought it was great.
And our number one was Final Reckoning, which I'm okay with. I mean, we all I think we were hoping for the best, and I think that it was a decent ending to a mammoth series. It's going to be so hard to ever look back on the series without feeling like it reached its pinnacle in that Fallout era. And it built up to a perfect finale in there, and everything afterwards ran the risk of derailing that. But I've got a lot of time for Cruise is Crazy, and I'm almost a bit sad. I mean, we'll come to that in 2026, that this might be the end of that era, even though I'm slightly excited about what other stuff he has to offer beyond running. But
Yeah, no, I
who
agree.
knows? Maybe he'll do that. But
I thought the Final Reckoning, but again, I bought into it. I was in there in that cinema the minute, the lights went down. Of course, the opening 25, 30 minutes was just, did we need any of it? Did we need all that recap? Did we need all that crazy retconning, which I don't think any of us expected? Retconning the rabbit's foot in Mission Impossible 3 somehow into this. It's like,
no.
did we need any of that? Of course we didn't. But I was in it. I was just totally invested. They could have had another hour of that and I'd have just been sat there going, right, I need more popcorn. You know, so
Yes.
I was absolutely in it, and I was when I saw it on disc afterwards. So yeah, I'm down with that.
It was
Nice.
fine.
Do you know, but interestingly enough, do you know, and this is what's so great, or maybe not so great about these lists. Where was your Sinners? We didn't, Sinners wasn't even on our radar
No, it
this
wasn't on
time
our
last
radar.
year.
No.
You know, some of, and that's what's both good and bad about some of these things. We all like, you know, those great surprises. But yeah, why?
Yeah, Sinners and I Swear.
Well, I don't. Well, honestly, I didn't watch I Swear till the beginning of December, and even up till then, I
Yeah.
wouldn't have had it anywhere near the top
No,
lists. But
exactly. So
film of the year
it'll
comes out
be
of nowhere at the last minute.
right. Well, let's do the same wild guessing. What I would say is that even though they're not the 20 definitive movies of 2025, we weren't far off in the scorings. I don't think that we got any wildly wrong. And I think that's not bad going into 26. Let's see how this fares, though. Right, 2026. Now, I vetoed a bunch of films, some of them arbitrarily, and some of them because we the three of us voted them out. So we voted out Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping. It simply didn't score high enough to go in here. The live action
Yeah, who
Moana,
needs it? Rubbish.
the Mandalorian and Grogu. There were
Yeah,
loads
sod
where
it.
it didn't. Interestingly, we none of us had any time for Supergirl.
Nah, God. Not after that trailer. God, no.
So there are a few which really should have been contenders, but they're just January releases, and I couldn't do it. So I took out Greenland, which, to be honest, wasn't really a contender and sounds terrible by all accounts. But I took out Greenland, The Writ, which turns out to possibly be a contender already in January for one of the best movies Netflix has to offer this year. And Bone Temple, which is a shame because that also sounds good.
It was
But
great
yeah, but you can't put it into a list that's
when
published
you've already
2 weeks
seen it.
after
Yeah,
you've
it's after you.
yeah. So
Bananas.
it's not for want of trying. There are some other odd ones: Jumanji 3, Scream 7, Riddick Furia, Masters of the Universe, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat 2, The Social Network, sorry, The
Well, I think
Social
there's,
Reckoning.
but I think some of these we've seen nothing of. We've seen absolutely, there's not even been a trailer, so you just don't know. I mean, Scream 7 potentially should have been in there because we've seen trailers, we know a little bit about it. But things like Masters of the Universe, we haven't got a Scooby-Doo. It could be amazing. It could be utter garbage. No, I admit, nothing. I've not seen anything. Pick a
Yeah.
number.
Clayface.
Seven.
Yeah, exactly. I'm quite looking forward to Apex, though. Charlize Theron cliffhanger. I'm looking forward to that more than the cliffhanger sequel or reboot or whatever it
No
is.
one's looking forward to the cliffhanger
Yeah, there you go. And Heat
reboot.
2. Heat 2, the all-star Heat 2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Heat two, Jesus.
I know. Right,
Have a
number
word.
20. Barely getting in there. Despite her success with Barbie, Greta Gerwig's Narnia, the Magician's Nephew. We don't know a great deal about this. I mean, this is just standby art, but we know it's Greta Gerwig. We know she did wonders for Barbie and so was given a blank check to do whatever she wants next. We also know this is Netflix and it's Narnia, and they did Narnia okay not that long ago, three times. I'm not
It was
completely
quite a long time
sold.
ago, wasn't it?
I
It was
think they
20
started
years.
f
20
f
years? 20
15 years
years.
ago. 15 years ago, wasn't it? The first one.
It
The
was a
last
few, you
one was
remember.
like 10 or 7 years. Well, anyway, 16 years since the last attempted film
There you go.
series
Okay.
adaptation. Oh, I actually
But
wrote
this
it
is a
in the
new one, isn't
text.
it? This is a new one, isn't it? The Magician's Nephew. They've not done that one before, have they?
It is, but they're gonna lead to it, aren't they? It's not gonna fit in with the others. She's gonna have a carte blanche for all of them.
I
It'll be
guess,
interesting to see how it goes, but
yeah.
I'm not sure. Clara and the Sun. I think I was the only one kind of, well, I actually clearly not. Mark, you're on board as well. I was kind of intrigued by this. I'm not sure about Watiti at all. I'm never
No.
sold on him. But the source and the premise,
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. I read up on the Source novel. Yeah, it sounds really, really interesting. Timely, prescient, dare we say.
Yes. So that's what's got me got me interested in that. Who'd have thought a Resident Evil film would make our anticipated top 20?
Not me.
But the director of Weapons.
You say, that's the way I've looked at all these things. You look at the director, you look at who's in it, you look at what the thing's going to be. Do the director and the premise work together? And that's kind of where you come up with, you go, that could possibly work. All right, I'm going to slap a higher number on it than a lower number.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I mean, the numbers don't mean a great amount, but the reality is that after the Anderson Resident Evil films, and then the sort of failed reboot and the Netflix TV series, really none of us were expecting to pay any attention to another Resident Evil film. But you make a film like Weapons, and you get sign up for a Resident Evil film.
You
Maybe,
gonna do it? Yeah, maybe.
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 In different news, Digger. Now, I think before I saw the title announcement, I might have pegged this higher. This is Inaruto. This is guy who did Birdman, Revenant, and this is Cruise's first film after Mission Impossible. I'm really not sure what to make of that trailer, the dancing with the spade. I don't know where to go with it. I can only imagine it's more Birdman than Revenant in every way. And this could be great news for a character performance from Cruise, but I'm not there yet at all. We'll have to
No,
see.
me neither. It's, I mean, maybe this is going to be one of those pleasant surprises that's so left field, that's so random, and you find out that it works and it's brilliant, or it could be actually as crap as we fear it is, based on, Birdman with Tom Cruise. I mean, I thought Birdman was shocking, quite frankly.
I think if he was going to go that route, he should have just done Grossman and Tom
Yeah,
Hanks.
would watch. 10 out of 10, no notes.
Toy Story 5. Now, look, I really enjoy all the toys. I mean, we all love the Toy Story
We
movies.
do.
I don't know about this whole, like Hanks 6 years ago, I think he said never again. 7 years ago, again, I'm not reading what I already wrote, but he said never again. And then it's like Tim Allen's like, go on. And
Mighty big
Hanks is
check.
like, what, add a zero? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know where they're going
they
to go with this one. Who
well,
knows?
they're introducing an AI companion bot thing screen played
Joy.
by Greta Lee from Tron Ares. I mean, I guess it's timely, but I don't know. It's a real I don't know, because I did enjoy the last one.
Well, I think
But
that's the key with these, isn't it? These films aren't, they're so professionally done, they are not going to be anything less than watchable. But like Toy Story 4, are you going to come away from it going, I can't wait to watch that again? Nope. You'll probably come away and go, well, do you know what? It was all right. It was fine. But I think that's part of the problem with this. And we're getting too many of these five, sixes, sevens that are just fine. And there comes a point where you go, well, what else could Pixar have actually spent the money on? Developing something new instead of this. And that's when you start to get a bit
It's called
grumpy
IP.
old
It's
man
called
pointing at clouds.
IP. But you say that, move on to the next one. You get Dog Stars, which is Ridley Scott, and he's returning to like sci-fi, and he did The Martian, and so
But
we're
he's
all
old. He's
I
old and
know.
mental.
I know he's old and mental, but like this is not IP, existing IP. This is an original movie, and I don't know. I don't know.
But I think that's the thing. I think for this, the thing with Ridley Scott is he is come films are only as good as the scripts. That's the thing. Visually, it's going to be amazing. He's going to cast it brilliantly. It's going to look and sound amazing, but it's going to all be dependent on whether or not the script is any good. It's like he's got no quality filter on the script. It's like words are put in front of me. He goes like, do you know what? I'm just going to shoot the shit out of that. And he will. The script's crap, the film's crap. And this one, I mean, let's be honest. Yes, you've got Prometheus, and I swear to this God, Alien Covenant still doesn't exist. It was that bad. I'm striking it from my memory. But when you've got Blade Runner, when you've got Alien, when you've got The Martian in your locker, how can I not be excited by more of that? So I'm cautiously optimistic.
I
It's
agree.
early Blade Runner, early Scott, and not latter Scott.
And not latter
I think
Scott,
it's
no.
also not him, his story. So, like with The Martian, this is a book they're running off. So, I think there's some hope with that. I'm in for that.
More Eggers. So,
Not me.
interestingly, the exact same point he was at in our top 25, number 14, Werewolf. And it's not the most flattering shot I found of Rosedale. It's the only photos I could find, but yeah, I got no idea how to peg this. Eggers is mental.
He's mental, and he's made some really good films. But do you know what? It's like, come on, Robert, step out of your comfort zone. Come on. Every single one of his films have been period. Most of them have had that gothic horror vibe of it, and he's just doing it again. It's like, come on now. Can we not do something different? I want to see something else.
Maybe
After
the studios
Nosferatu.
don't let him.
I just think Eggers is the kind of guy who'd take his ball home then. He'd be like, right, sod you, I'm off. I mean, but
You guys, I'm getting home.
it's just one
Very
of these. I mean,
nice.
the minute you said werewolf, all I'm thinking is, so basically, it's Nosferatu meets the Northman.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be.
That's basically it. Which again, both were all right, but do I want to see it again? I want to see something else. Come on, give me something
I
else.
think there's not enough V's in his title. Yeah, I suppose. Wuthering
Did he run out of
Heights.
ease?
Yeah, probably. Wuthering Heights, I would say, falls into the same Resident Evil kind of category. In other words, I've got no interest. I'm not even sold by the cast, but Emerald Fennell, Promising Young Woman, Saltburn got my attention. I mean, I don't want another Wuthering Heights, but I want another film from her. And so, yeah, it could be good.
Could
Could
be.
be.
Can't argue with the cast. Robbie
It...
is great. Elodie is on a high after Frankenstein, which he was very good in. It's one of those that does it piques your attention, but is it the one that you'd be saying, right, I'm running out to the cinema to see this?
No, I know.
No.
Which is probably the
Anyway,
same for How They Make
it
a
would
Killing.
be should put
Go on.
zombies in it, shouldn't they?
Yeah,
Should put Wuthering
they did
Heights with
that.
zombies.
They
They
did
did it
that.
with
Pride
the
and
yeah, Pride and
Prejudice and
Prejudice. And what a
Zombies.
great film that was. What a great
I
film
had
that
a good
was.
time with that.
So why not? Wuthering Heights and zombies. I mean, come on, it's screaming out.
Wuthering Heights and Werewolves. There you go. Eggers missed a
On the
trick. There you
moors.
go. Look at that. There you go.
Way too many W's. How to Make a Killing is I think, the second film by John Patton-Ford, who did Emily the Criminal. No one saw it, but it was great. Great
That's a
Oliver
great film.
Platt
So I
film.
saw Emily the Criminal.
Yeah,
I
it's
thought it was
great.
pretty good.
Well, no one saw it and talked about it to me until now.
All right.
But
What does that
yes.
say about you?
Si and I talk about it all the time. Every week we get together and discuss how great it is. Do we not invite you, Kaz? Jeez.
Glenn Powell again. I got time for seeing what they conjure up. I do like that he's doing something different, and you guys should be all on board the fact that it's inspired by Kind Hearts and
Kind Hearts
Coronets.
and Coronets, yes. I was
I
going to
thought,
say, let's not bury the lead here, Kaz.
no,
Come
I
on.
know. I
Glenn
wrote
Powell
it. Sorry.
playing eight roles. I'm here for that. I don't care even if it's absolutely terrible. It's getting 8 out of 10. I'm telling you right
He's
now.
getting very typecast as the guy with many faces, isn't he? He's
He's going to
getting
get this film is going to get one mark for every face he pulls in that film, every different face.
I'm telling you, he's the guy to go to if you want loads of masks. They're going to bring back Mission Impossible just for him and his masks. Flowervale Street. Now, this was on my radar for a long time, like way back 24, I think. I mean, it was definitely teased in our last list. This is It Follows, and
There,
you
sold.
do, yeah, exactly.
That's
I
it.
love that film,
That's it. Boom.
but dinosaurs. I
No,
mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Well, having
so
said that, go on.
It Follows, sold. Dinosaurs,
When you say
is
that, I thought that when I watched Primitive War, and it was amazing. So yeah,
Yeah,
there we go.
there's nobody saw
Definitely
it.
a good way of selling this is comparing it to Primitive War. Yes.
Know what? When you finally see it, you'll be laughing on the other side of your arse, Harlow. I'm telling you, Primitive War. Seen some of your scores for 25, you'd be giving it 12 out of 10.
I would be giving it 12 out of 10. Yes, better than Spinal Tap. Adventures of Cliff Booth. I'm in for this. Tarantino script directed by someone else has always been something that I think works for me, because it gives you a different flavor to the familiarity of that very particular dialogue. When he gets together, well, we've got True Romance, Crimson Tide, Dusk Till Dawn. I think it really works when they get someone else to give it a different style, a bit like when they did different Mission Impossible directors. And for me, Pitt's character was the best thing about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm not sold about the cast photos, but I'm in for this Fincher and Tarantino script.
So interestingly enough, this is the complete antithesis to all of that stuff for me. I like all the names. I like them all, but this just leaves me cold. Revisiting a well. For me, the beauty of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was not Booth. It was the fairy tale reimagining of what would have happened if Manson hadn't gone up that bloody hill that night, if Sharon Tate, if that was the thing that got me. That was the magic of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Cliff Booth was a side character in it. To now suddenly make it, this just feels like it's generic. Retro Hollywood nostalgia, but now do you know what? I've in fact live. I'm rescoring it. I'm not even 6 out of 10 interested in this. I've put myself down 5 at most.
Five at most. So bang
Five at
average.
most.
Bang
Bang
average. Bang
average.
average.
Bang average. Only because of
I
the
can
people.
edit
Yeah. I'll
it. Just in case.
let me hedge my bets first. Let me see it before we then decide if we go back and rescore
This
it.
time next year.
Oh.
Now I am interested in Wildwood. I do love Kubo and the Two Strings. Yes, me too.
Liker for me, yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Paranorman is a work of unbridled genius.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm here for Liker. Anything Liker does, I'm here for.
Yep. So I think the placement of Avengers Doomsday at number 8 kind of sums up the maybe slight apathy we all have towards
Interested,
Marvel.
yeah.
I mean, I am interested in seeing it, but not like top three. And it really should be top three. I mean, they're talking about Doomsday. It's releasing the same time as Dune Part 3. This is at number 8, and it doesn't, it's not even the highest scoring Marvel entry in our top 20. Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I will be there on day one. I want to see
Yeah.
it. I have no faith that it's going to be any good. No faith at all. I think the list of characters is, don't even understand what they're going to do with them all. Far too many characters. And then you think that first trailer, and spoiler for anyone who's not seen it, they're bringing back Steve Rogers. I hate to say it, I can sense the desperation in
Yeah, it's
bringing back
desperation,
Steve
absolutely right.
Rogers, they're bringing back Robert Downey Jr. I mean, don't
Yeah.
get me wrong, as characters, I watch them for 20 odd films and absolutely adore them
Still
and
watch
love
them
them.
now.
But there's no part of me now that thinks this is going to be great. This isn't.
The only thing that I was very excited by was this shot in the trailer. The Cyclops shot. Yeah, I mean that was just not what I expected from a trailer for Avengers Doomsday. And I've always wanted that from Cyclops.
But again, it's you just think, yes, the thought of the Fox X-Men in the MCU, it's one of those things that the minute you say it, you go, oh my God, I want to see it. But then just stop a minute and think about it. Right, hang on. How does that work? What And suddenly, all you can see are the problems about how to. Oh, don't worry. It's a different
Multiverse.
universe. Oh, piss off
Yeah.
again. Jesus. But then you're right. You know, you've got Doctor Doom versus 97 superheroes. What's going on? Oh, don't worry. No, tomorrow, talk about it. Oh,
They're all
just...
gonna take it in turns, and he's gonna use Aikido on them. Don't worry, I've seen it.
That'll
I've
be
seen
it.
it. It's
That'll
fine.
be it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want this to be brilliant. I want the MCU to be back on top of the box office. I want the MCU to be great again. I just think that this is the wrong film, the wrong cast at the wrong time.
Yeah, we're probably more realists than cynics when it comes to this. But, like you say, I do
I
want to see
really hope
surprised.
you are right.
I
You
do want
two
to
are
see.
right on this one. I really hope you are.
Yeah, but it's funny you say that. You say you hope we're right. We shouldn't be giving it predicted dates. This is everything. They're throwing everything at this. This should be like a 10 out of 10 number one movie. The fact that we are hoping for an 8 already shows that we've sort of moderated expectations and that we're actually expecting it to be slightly disappointing in
Well, maybe
comparison
that's a
to what
good
it could
thing,
be.
but maybe that's the good thing.
Yes. Yes.
Expectation is the killer of hope. Or is that, let's
Yes.
make that up. Sounded
Did I
great, but
put
it sounds a
yeah.
load of old arse.
Yeah, expectation is the killer of all hope.
I don't know. ChatGPT wrote
Yeah.
it probably.
Yeah,
Yeah, when he's not
probably.
over at Blu-ray.com writing their reviews.
Who said that? Oh
Very
dear.
nice. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Am I the only one who is wary of this new Sam Raimi film? Have you
Yes.
guys watched the trailer?
Yes. And you're an
It
idiot.
looks terrible.
Castaway meets Misery. Oh, you're ridiculous. That's
This
amazing.
looks terrible.
Tell you what, Rachel McAdams could do all those horrible things to me anytime she wants. Doesn't even have to be on a bloody desert island. Sorry, did I say that out loud as well? No, this looks amazing. I'm here for it.
Yes, maybe okay. Sam Raimi's Misery, you're saying. Okay,
Yeah.
I'll hold you to that. You better be
Good.
right.
I will.
The Bride, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Now this is just
Yes.
mental.
Yeah.
I can't give it a rational score, which is why Mark's given it 10 out of 10.
I'm giving it an irrational one.
This is Maggie Gyllenhaal directing 30s Chicago gangster gender switch spin, Jesse Buckley and Christian
Hang on.
Bale. And
Hang
it's
on. What?
not
Hang on.
technically
What's gender
gender switch,
switched?
but well, it's not gender switched. What I mean is that the protagonist is Jesse Buckley, whereas she's the bride to the character we traditionally see. So I don't mean that they've, yeah,
Yes,
anyway, you
I
know
get
what I
you.
mean.
I get you. I get you.
I mean, Christian Bale looks mental in it, more monsters than anything else.
Just looks ace.
I've got no way of quantifying this. I know to you it looks ace, Mark, but this is a terrifying piece of audacious cinema, and I really hope that it turns out right. It's
So do I.
utterly mad. Spider-Man: Brand New Day. Now, this is what's interesting about it. We're all looking at Doomsday and going, yeah, might, hopefully. But we're all looking at Spider-Man and look at those eights. We're
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, it doesn't matter
Spider'll be
how
fine.
Doomsday does, Spidey will still be fun.
It'll still be
Yeah,
fine.
sure, you've got Hulk in it, you've got Punisher, but I don't care because you've got Spider-Man in it and it's fun.
Yeah, but the Spider-Man films, if you treat the Spider-Man films as sort of their own sort of franchise within it, the
But
quality
yeah,
across all of them has been incredibly high.
it's been
You know,
good, yes.
Homecoming, Far From
Yeah.
Home, No Way Home was exceptional.
It
You know,
was, yes.
how do
Yeah.
you do bringing a big cast from multiple universes together? Watch No Way
That's
Home.
how.
That
Yeah.
tells you
Yeah.
how to
No,
do it
no.
exactly.
No, I agree. But it's just interesting that Doomsday's going on over here with $500 million budget and all the cast in the world. And we're sold on Spider-Man. Not sure about Doomsday. It's
No,
like
but part of it for me comes from. But we've got an idea of where this is going to go. We can't, and the idea that following on from No Way Home, where basically everyone has forgotten who he is and he's starting from
Yeah.
scratch, you go into that thinking, do you know what? That's actually quite interesting. What's
Yeah.
Tom Holland going to do in? You go into it with
Yeah.
a sense of what it is, and it's that sense of what it is that sets the expectation. We have that for Brand New Day. We have nothing for
No, I
Doomsday.
told you. I
And
told
so
you
yeah.
Aikido, and he's in the center, and they all come one at a time. I told you. You
Well, if
have a
it's
sense of
Aikido,
it.
does
You've
that
seen
mean?
Seagal.
I was going to say,
Yeah.
is Seagal the fight choreographer then? In which case, I'm there. 12 out of
I
10.
don't, I think he's the double. He's the hand double for all of their movements. Disclosure Day, new Spielberg. I mean, you guys are super excited about this.
Well, you have seen the trailer, I take it, Kaz. I know
I have
you
no, I
don't
don't,
normally
I
watch
haven't
such
watched.
things.
I haven't watched any of the trailers, even the one that has this shot in it. I've just seen this shot. So I haven't watched any of the trailers. Apart from I watched the first 5 seconds of Send Help, and I didn't get to the bit where it looked like Misery, so I might have given it a different score, but I don't do trailers. Spielberg, this looks good. You seen the trailer and it
Absolutely.
looks great, does
No,
it?
I haven't seen the trailer, but based on the premise and the director and who's in it.
All you need to do is watch that scene comes early in the trailer. Even if you just get to the end of that scene and stop the trailer, that's all you need. It is Signs level of alien creepiness. And that's what's so good about it. It is an alien invasion, or it looks to be some form of, whether or not it's a combative invasion or some other type, but it looks like it's got that creepy, eerie vibe to it. It looks more like War of the
Eerie vibe.
Worlds. Yeah, it looks like
I
War of the
love that you
Worlds,
think.
Spielberg.
Yeah, I love that you think that there's anything other than a combative alien invasion. It's like when they show the future. It's always a dystopia, even when it's a utopia. You know, it's never happy times, is it? It's never aliens coming to us and going, "Hey, look, we can help you out." It's always aliens coming, going, "Yeah, we're going to suck your brains, or we're going to make you the Borg, or we're
Yeah,
just going to
nick your
kill
water.
you." You know, yeah. Do you need that water? It's like.
Isaac Asimov is turning in his grave, Harlow. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, watch the trailer. The trailer gives nothing really away other than gives you that sense of this is a creepy, eerie alien invasion film. And I haven't seen that from Spielberg, really. So, God, 12 out of 10. I'm there for this. Looks ace.
I definitely think we're getting into the patch of films where we're absolutely sold. It doesn't make sense that on paper that I would be sold on The Odyssey, but it's Nolan, it's epic, shot in IMAX.
Going to
I'm
be very
there.
loud.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear
Won't
any
be
of
able
the
to hear, no
words.
words,
Yeah,
very
it's
loud.
like, but it'll be
Tremendous
absolutely
bass.
cheer. Yeah, I'll come out and yeah, it'll be very good.
What's interesting
Probably.
about it, and I don't know about you guys, but all of Nolan's films, with the exception of, ironically, Inception, all of them, oh, sorry, and the Batman films, these things, The Odyssey, even Interstellar, The Prestige. They're not the films that get you, well, get me excited. So I saw the trailer for The Odyssey. It's like, well, looks like,
Yeah, but he's clever about trailers. But anyway, yeah, okay.
So yes, that's what I'm saying. So it's expect whether or not it's a purposeful measure of expectation, I don't know. But The Odyssey is not a film I'm getting massively excited about. I mean, sure, I'll be there on day one. I'll go see it, and I'll hopefully very enjoy it. I'm not getting excited by it now.
I think I'm just excited for new Nolan. I wouldn't have picked this for him. I'd agree with that. And if it was me, I'd slap him in sci-fi rather than kind of historical fantasy. I mean, he's clearly, from what I've read about it, he's clearly shooting for accuracy, which is kind of hard when you're dealing with mythical creatures, but he's trying to look at reasons for why they might have existed, because he doesn't do fantasy, does he? Like, if you look at the Batman movies,
Yeah,
all of the
true.
fantastical villains in them are all created by something, you know? So I guess that's what it's going to be. Anyway,
I
our
hope it's
number
Brills.
two, yes, so do I. Our number two is Dune Part Three, which almost made the top spot. I so thought it was going to be at the top spot. I put it into the top spot before we actually scored in the numbers. I'm super, super excited for more Dune. I love the first two. Family love the first two, and they can do no wrong for me. I know you love Lynch Dune, but I'm super excited. But what's interesting about this is not Dune. Everyone's kind of on board with another Dune film. Great. And I'm not really sure why they're going up against Doomsday, because I do think that's a bit of a foolish move. Even if it's the better film, Doomsday is just going to clean up at the family box office. It's like a.
Barbenheimer worked because it was different demographics. That's why Barbenheimer works. You've got everyone at the cinema.
Yes,
Doomsday,
but
it's the same fans
is
being
it
forced to
though?
pick.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not a different demographic. It's going to be I'm going to be taking the kids to see one day and see the other the next day. It's going to fail in that respect. I think it's
I agree.
slightly off. But
It'll move. There's no way they'll be on the same day.
they like the Doomsday thing. Maybe they think that'll get them across the line. I mean, it's worked so many times since Barbenheimer that you think of all the times they pulled that off. Anyway, Project Hail Mary snuck in at the number one spot, an Amazon MGM Studios backed production by directors who haven't got the strongest live action form, starring Ryan Gosling, and it made it to our number one pick. It's interesting this landed here for me. What sold me, I think, is it's the novel is the same as same author
Yeah,
as The
and Rhea,
Martian.
that's the one. Yeah, agree totally.
That's what gets you in there. And then when you look a little bit more at the directors, yeah, they might have only made the Jump Streets, but they've got a lot of creativity going on in the Spider-Verse, in the
Yeah.
Lego movies. There's a lot of imagination there. You start putting Andy Weir together with the imagination of those movies, and you stick Gosling in the center of it. I mean, personally, I have a lot of time for Gosling, and I know no one liked The Fall Guy apart from me and you, Mark. Did you watch The Fall Guy, Simon?
I did watch The Fall Guy. I quite enjoyed it. It shouldn't have been called The Fall Guy.
Interesting. Interesting. That's a good take. I like that. I wonder whether that sentenced it to death. Then it's just the three of us against the world, probably against Commode again. I had an absolute blast with The Fall Guy. Really did. I agree with you. I'd have maybe called it something else and not have those last minute cameos. But I had an absolute blast with it, and hugely thanks to Gosling and Blunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be very
Well,
interested
Blunt, really, she's
in
brilliant.
seeing.
So,
Yeah, they
just interesting enough, I take it you haven't seen this trailer as well.
Nope.
Right, don't, because this trailer gives it all away.
Oh. Yeah,
I wish I
I don't want
had.
to.
Well, that's good. So that's what I'm saying. Don't watch the trailer.
I'm not watching the trailer. You can't tell me to watch the trailer. I mean, you're sitting here telling me I should watch the trailer. I'm not
No,
watching the trailer.
I'm sitting here telling you
I get it.
not
I get it.
you're oh
I
you're
know.
a you're a what you would you why are you order
I know. My kids hate me for this. Yeah, I know.
yes I think but I think what's interesting about the Gosling thing is he works in the right film because one notable exception here and I don't know it might not even I think it's probably because it's a 27 film actually but are we excited by Gosling in Star Wars in Starfighter? No.
I've never heard of it.
Mm.
Don't know what you're talking
Well, I hear what
about.
you're talking about because my brain is telling me there's a picture of him standing next to an X-wing or something, and there's a kid. That's what my brain's telling me, but I don't
Well,
know anything more about it.
he's in it. He's been cast as the lead in Star Wars Starfighter, which he's shooting
Right.
right now. But the
So,
thing
I
is,
mean, he's going to
he
single-handedly
works.
bring back Star Wars, is he?
Well,
Interesting.
not no, because Mandalorian and Grogu is going to kill it way before that even
Do
gets
you?
anywhere near cinemas.
I mean, Mandalorian and Grogu can't do any damage to it. It's already
It's already in the toilet,
it's
isn't
like it's going to kill something that's been cremated. It's
it?
not there's, no, there's nothing going on there. You tell me about whether or not I'm excited about Gosling being in a Star Wars movie. I'm not excited about anyone being in a Star Wars movie. You know,
Yeah,
every time I see a new Daisy Ridley movie, I look at her and I go, "Are you waiting for the next Star Wars movie?" I like her. But it
oh,
feels like
a
she's been
picture there.
announced in a Star Wars movie. It's so. Oh, there we go.
There we
Gosling in
go.
it.
Well, interesting enough, with
Yeah.
this one, after I saw the first trailer, I'd have put this at a 9 or a 10. But then I saw the second trailer, it gave too much away. And I read a comment that someone wrote in the thread on here about something that was in the trailer, and I just thought, oh, temper my expectations a little bit.
You gotta stop watching trailers, man.
No, I
You
can't help
do
it.
have to stop. You gotta
I'm
stop
such a
watching the
sucker. No.
trailers, man. Yeah,
That's like saying stop drinking 12 cups of coffee a day and start exercising and stop eating all that takeaway, Mark. All that shit I know is bad for me. Stop me doing it.
I mean, you
Honestly.
gotta, you could stop watching The Traders for sure,
No,
for
that's
sure.
easy. That's
It
easy.
really,
Just
that would be
come and have
super
it.
easy.
It's not
No,
super easy.
it
And
would
stop
because
buying Blu-rays anytime
I'm
I
telling
want.
you, you've got to
I can't.
just think of it this way. Think of it that every time you see a trader, it's being cut by
An
AI
angel
marketing
gets its
execs.
wings.
It's not traders of old. You're never going to
No.
come across an Inception trader anymore. You're never going to come across a Captain America Winter Soldier trader anymore. It's always going to go wrong. Or it's the evolution of that first trader and Winter Soldier to the last one. We'll go from the lift scene, what the hell, to let's blow the ships out of the sky. It won't give away the ending at all. I don't have
I
any
know
time
all
for
that.
trainings.
I know all that. And I'm still going to be there counting down the minutes for the next Doomsday 36 second clip. You can't
Oh,
stop me.
mate,
Can't
every
stop
time you
me.
watch a
Can't make
trailer, a
me, won't
puppy
make me.
dies. You're awful, you are. You want to see all the
Well, look.
puppies die, don't you?
Yes. I want to see if
You
they
know
live. I want to see if they live.
what absolutely killed trailers for me, as if they weren't already dead to me, but was the day that they started doing trailer announce date
Yeah.
things. When they
Teaser
go,
for the trailer.
yes, in 3 days we're going to release the trailer. So, no, I'm so not on board for this. It's
It's the minute trailers stopped starting with in a world. That was it. That was it. The minute it stopped doing that, they're dead to me. Some really interesting stuff this year, getting it back on track. Desperately trying to bring it back around on topic.
It's a good list. It's a
I
good
think a
it's a
lot of
good list
potential,
with some
a
incredible
lot of
scores.
potential.
Yeah, it's all
Very
about the
prophetic
numbers.
scores.
All about the scores. It's not like we scored 17 out of 20, an average of 7, and the last three, like an 8 or a 9. There's no hedging of bets at all in this list. It is 100% professional.
It's the
Oh,
movies you picked,
God.
man. What do you expect?
What other movies do you want me to pick? They're not. Anyway,
Own
well,
temple.
let's see how it goes.
See how it goes this time
But
next year. It'll be a good year.
is it interesting? I think it will be. It didn't feel completely chock with sequels and remakes,
Apart from all the sequels and remakes.
I don't know. It didn't feel as bad as some
One,
years. We've had some really, really
two,
bad years for it.
three,
Yeah, and then you
four.
have ones where it's like four Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Are we still waiting for you to
Five.
count, Mark?
Five,
He can't
two.
count. He's run out of
Well,
fingers.
there's five sequels and there's three remakes. I have a list of 20.
Okay. That's
That's
not
40%.
bad. Still not bad.
There's the
We've had
accountant.
worse years. We have had worse years because you think about it, it's all about the IP. They give the biggest budgets to the sequels and the remakes, and those get the most attention naturally because they get the trailers, like your Star Wars trailer, 2 years in advance of it being released, and they're the films we know something about. But we've got films in here which are different. We've got films in here based on books. We've got Ridley Scott's latest. We've got a couple of original sci-fis in here. We've got a 20 set gangster Frankenstein. I think there's something going for this. I feel like it's a fresher list.
There is. And one thing is absolutely certain, our favourite films of next year will not even be on this list. Sorry, of this year will not
Absolutely
even
right.
be on that list. There'll be
Oh God,
some,
I
there'll be
hope
a
a few of
Sinners,
them
there'll be an
are.
I Swear. That's what
I
I
mean,
want. That'll do.
you're right, but I really hope we hit the spot with a few of these. Like, I hope Project Hail Mary is really this good. I hope a few of them hit the spot. But you are right. It'd be interesting to see what this year's
See
Sinners
what
is.
come. Let's see what we've missed. Yeah,
Right.
definitely.
Well,
Brilliant.
that's it for our first AV Forums podcast of 2026.
Like we were never
Wait.
away.
Yes. We weren't, were we?
Still as
Did we
shit as
go? Oh, I
ever.
suppose Simon went away. I
I
didn't
did
go
go away.
anywhere. I mean, literally in the same seat. Thanks to Mark and Simon. Happy New Year. Can we still say that? I think we can. It's
Yeah, you
January. Who
can.
cares? Don't forget to use the usual social media, like and subscribe and so on. Tell everyone about the AV Forms podcast. Spread the word far and wide, apparently. Plus, if you really like the podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AV Forms. I feel neglected. No one bought us a coffee. Like between this and the last podcast, no one bought us a
Outrageous.
coffee. And it's
I'm thirsty,
Christmas for
man.
you, man.
I'm thirsty.
Seriously, yes. I mean, you have 12 a day. We could have one.
That is true.
Thank you for listening, and we will be back soon.
See you
Bye.
soon.